Hey, I'm Kenneth Weidstra. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats, all things photography. So today I want to ask, why do people stop themselves? Why do people who want to do something, they want to display their photos in a gallery show, or they want to play music in public at an open mic, why do they stop themselves? Why do we make it so that we think it's so difficult and it's unattainable when the barrier to entry is a millimeter high? Anybody can go up and play at the open mic. And frankly, everyone won't be listening intently. And no one will hear you hit that B flat note when you were supposed to hit the C sharp. No one will even know. Whatever you do, there's an old line in jazz music, if you hit a bad note, do it again so that they think you meant it. And it's so true. Like, we really scrutinize whether we're willing to put ourselves out there, whether we're willing to try something and be seen. And it fascinates me and intrigues me and also disappoints me. I have a friend who wants to play in an open mic, but he doesn't. And his music would go over so well, and I know it, but he doesn't know it. And that's what matters. And that's why he doesn't show up. And I just had a call for an entry from a local art gallery asking for local photographers and artists to submit. And I said, hey, I know somebody who's not in the area, they're out of town, but they do photography and they print their own work and they might be interested. Would that be acceptable since they're not local? And that person said, yes, please. So I sent it to her and she's excited. And so now she'll have her first work displayed ever. And there's a thrill in that. There's a goal of finding ways to push ourselves out of our comfort zone into territory that lets us try something and succeed at something we've never done before. And it's really not that difficult. Most of the things that people want to do and they say they want to do and then they don't do, once they end up doing it, they're like, it wasn't that big of a deal. The hardest part was getting out of their head and pass by the overthinking and get to the actual doing. And to me, I've always been very prolific. I've always been one to deliver frequently. And I don't understand. I just jump, I guess, when it comes to it. I put myself out there because I realize nothing really matters all that much. Nobody is judging. Everybody's worried about themselves, and it gives me pleasure to put work out there to make content. So jump. Don't think. Don't even give yourself a chance to think and stop. Just jump. Whatever you want to do, hey, a new year's coming. This is the last episode of 2021. Make it happen. By this time next year, how far will you have jumped? All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll see you next year. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.